Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, lead pastor here at Reed's Chapel Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. We will be finishing up our Ephesians devotional because this last day we're going to do three verses here. So let's see if we can get through them. Ephesians 6 verses 15 through 17. In verse 14, we saw that we should gird up our loins with truth, put on the belt of truth, and the breastplate of righteousness. And this is what 15 through 17 says. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 15. And your feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So this pretty much finishing up the whole armor of God here. And so it is very important to have every piece of this armor. We started off with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Now we see we should have our feet shod or pretty much adorned with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so you should be prepared to spread the gospel. You should be prepared to tell your testimony, to share the good news about what Jesus, if anything else, has done in your life. Everyone can do that. That does not take a theologian to share with someone about what Jesus has done in your life. So prepare for that. Expect that. Want that to happen, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. How will they know unless someone tells them, right? How will they hear? And ultimately, how will they have faith? And so we should be prepared to share the gospel of peace, right? Jesus says, peace unto you. He will give us peace. He will give us rest. He will take our sins away, praise God. But we must be prepared to do that. Are you prepared to share the gospel? Do you have a testimony? Do you have an experiential new birth? And if not, I tell you, you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Also, it says, above all, right? Taking, there's that word taking again, the shield of faith, right? So that we may quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Many people tell me I have the ability or maybe the gift of faith, because it seems like in critical moments of trial and temptation, I have the ability, supernaturally, it's by grace, it's nothing I've done for this, but I can just trust God. I don't waver. My heart can feel worried, and I can feel anxious, but at the end of the day, I know my God will not forsake me. He was forsaken once on the cross for my sins, but now for eternity, as long as I follow him, he will not forsake me. And so we have that shield of faith. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith says that the sun will rise even through the darkest nights. That's what faith is all about. God has has the final say. He has the final word. He has the victory. He has defeated death, hell, and the grave at the cross on Calvary. So we can always trust in that shield of faith. We can believe that Jesus will work everything out for our good. And following up here, it says, have the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so we put on this helmet. What's it protect? Our mind. We must believe that God has saved us from an eternal damnation, an eternal hell, an eternal prison with Lucifer and his fallen angels. We must believe that he came to save us, seek and to save that which is lost. That was me, and Jesus did that. I was the one out of the 99. And he came and he found me. He saved me. And I must believe that through and through in my mind. Romans 8 says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. I don't doubt my salvation. I know God has transformed my heart to be obedient to his commands, because before I couldn't be obedient to anything, not even my own thoughts. I thought, oh, this is what I should do to be a good person. I couldn't even do that. But now I have the Spirit of God on the inside. I have a clean heart, and God has just transformed my life through the gospel. And I know in my mind, I've put on this helmet of salvation. And of course, last but not least, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Saints, you must consume the Word of God. You must feast. It is that green pasture that the shepherd leads you to. It is his Word. This is what will grow you into maturity. This is what is the final word, so to speak. Gives us plans for a future and hope, and lets us know that God does not want to harm us. It's all found in his Word. And so add these last pieces to your armor so that you may have the whole armor. It makes sure to say whole. Don't just put on a couple of these. Put on the whole armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace on your feet, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Saints, if you do this, you will be able to stand. You will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You will be able to withstand all the schemes of the devil. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, and we will see y'all with a sermon on Sunday. God bless.